Tell me where you learned to dance.
Java.
I paint the picture for him. Gamelan orchestras playing in the night. White orchids floating in private pools. Parties so lavish the Queen of Holland might have attended. There was a woman who danced at these affairs. Mahadevi. I describe how she taught me to dance, and I can see him struggling to decide whether or not I'm telling the truth. But he doesn't say anything. He must believe me. Here we are. He parks in a suburb I've never visited before, in front of a magnificent villa that soars 5 windows high. The magnolias lining the street are in bloom. We walk to the front steps, and immediately a bellman opens the door, expecting us. The man ushers us inside, into a hall lined with paintings of stern-looking men. At the end, in a small circular room, a woman smiles at us. Matilda? Clunet tips his hat to her. She blushes a little and fumbles with her papers. Monsieur Clunet? She looks in my direction, but Clunet doesn't introduce me. We climb the stairs towards Clunet's office, 2 desks and 6 glass and mahogany bookcases. I know that he is watching me, waiting to see if I'm impressed. I take a seat and keep my expression neutral. There are things I must tell you, Magritte, about my client, Monsieur Guimet, about this engagement and what it will mean for you and me if you succeed. He sits behind his desk and folds his hands. They're perfectly manicured, like the rest of him. I'm not an agent, he says. My field is international law, but my client has a very special request, and it occurs to me that he might not be the only one interested in the Far East. Are you changing professions, then? He laughs, and I feel foolish. Of course he isn't. Look at his office, the leather chairs, the Persian carpets. No, I'm pursuing something that may be interesting for a time. There's a great deal of money to be had in this, Magritte. But first, Monsieur Guimet has to believe that you are truly exotic, the daughter of a temple dancer in India. So when my client asks what your name is, you're going to say, Mata Hari, I embellish. My mother died giving birth to me in a temple. He nods, impressed. Good. And your age? He reaches behind his desk and takes out a box. 22? He opens the velvet top.